great fun. Well, thanks a lot. Third customer today. Boy, if this keeps up, we'll make a fortune.
Hey, bud.
Bud, Mr. Murphy's been looking all over the place for you.
Well, what did you tell him?
I told him you were probably over here at the museum.
Oh, no.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, I'm supposed to be over there cleaning his boat.
Well, why aren't you?
Because I can't. I'm supposed to be over at Mrs. Murphy's place fixing her ramp. And I can't go over there because I promised the guys at the yacht club that I paint their buoy.
Okay, wise guy, what's going on?
Well, you know, Sandy, remember that book you brought home the other night, Business and Finance? Well, I just ordered to read it, and it says, to make big money, think big.
Oh, you gotta think about the jobs instead of doing them, huh?
No. I hire other people to do it. Like, Eddie Cummings. He's over there cleaning Mr. Murphy's boat. And Tom Larkin, he's fixing Mrs. Grover's ramp. And Shorty Myers, he's doing the buoy for the aqua.
And you collect the money, huh?
No, I only take one-third of the profit in. That's for hiring them and for supervising them. That's what makes me an executive.
Oh, I see. So why is Mr. Murphy looking for you if Eddie's supposed to be cleaning his boat?
Well, you see, he doesn't know Eddie's cleaning his boat. He hired me.
Oh, brother.
Listen, Sandy, I better get going. By the way, while you're over here, why don't you sort of keep an eye on the museum? Take a few tours and take one-third of the profit.
You mean you're trying that on me?
Well, win some, lose some. I'll see you later.
Sometimes a guy doesn't even know his own brother.
Job's hardly begun.
Well, I was on an errand with my dad.
I saw the ranger driving by just now. Didn't look like you were doing no job with him.
Well, it was a very secret errand.
Okay, but if that boat isn't finished today, I don't pay.
Yes, sir.
Now, bud, I'm back.
Where have you been?
I had to run an errand for my ma.
Oh, I'll bet.
Well, I did.
Well, it's lucky I was here. Mr. Murphy came over and said if we didn't have this boat finished today, we weren't going to get paid.
Okay, so I'll finish it.
All right. If he comes back, you know what to say then, huh?
Yeah, that you had to go on an errand for your pa, and I'll take it over for a few minutes.
No, I don't think you better say that. Tell him I got sick or something. I don't care what you say, but I'll be back in about 20 minutes, okay?
Let's go,
Okay. Except this ramp's in a lot worse shape than you said it was.
Oh, not the shape I said it was in. Mrs. Grover's the one who... Here, hold it for a second, will you?
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Grover. I didn't see you coming.
I know you were so tied up in your work. I appreciate diligence, but don't you think you're overdoing it? I thought you might like some lunch.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
Well, such hard work deserves its reward, don't you think so, Tom?
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, I've got to go into town. I'll come by again a little later. Now, enjoy your lunch.
So long.
That was a close one. Wow. Two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, an apple and milk.
Gosh, peanut butter and jelly is my favorite kind.
Lunch wasn't included in our deal.
Oh, come on. A guy's got to eat.
Well, okay. A peanut butter jelly sandwich for you. And milk. Okay?
I ought to get the apple, too.
No. The apple's for Flipper. Remember? Two-thirds of the deal, like in the money. Well, Mrs. Grover comes back. You know what to tell her.
Yeah, that you had to go on an errand for your dad and that you'd be back in a few minutes.
Right. I'll be back in about 20 minutes. So long. Come on, Flipper. Shorty.
Hey, Bud. Is this all you've done since I saw you last?
What do you mean, is that all? You ought to try painting this thing from the inside. It's hard standing on this thing. If you'd left me your boat, I'd have had it finished by now.
Now, how could I have let you my boat? What was I going to get around in?
I just want to finish this part and I'll be ready.
Ready for what?
To go back. I got to go to the dentist, remember?
Shorty, you can't go back. I promised the yacht club that I had this finished by noon.
I told you I had to go to the dentist, and you said it would be all right. And besides, if I don't get there in time, my mama will be mad as anything.
Well, you could have it finished in a half an hour, couldn't you?
Yeah, except then I'll be late for the dentist. And anyway, I'm hungry.
The dentist has kept you waiting before, hasn't he?
Sure, lots of times.
Well, this is your chance to get even with him.
I'm still hungry.
Well, we have some cake back at the house. Sandy's girlfriend brought it over. I was just going to go back and get you some.
Well...
Listen, I'll be back in a half an hour. Come on, Flipper.
Boy, that Bud is going to get me into a lot of trouble. I'm going to hitch me a ride to the dentist.
Cake.
This?
Oh, I didn't think you'd mind if I took a piece.
Hey, that's supposed to be my cake, and I haven't even tasted it yet.
Well, would you like some?
Yeah, I think I would.
Oh, please, Sandy. It's not for me, and it's real important.
What's so important about a piece of cake?
I can't explain now, but it's part of my business deal. Please.
Okay. But I'm going to have to tell Bridget a big fat lie when she asked me how I like that cake.
Tell her it was delicious.
Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah, thanks, boy.
How you doing?
Oh, fine, Dad.
Oh, here's the wax you asked me to get for you in town.
Thanks.
Where's Bud?
Oh, he's got some crazy business deal going. High finance.
High finance? I'll get it. Hello, Porter Rick speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Myers. Shorty? No, I haven't seen him. Sandy, come down here. Sandy's here, Mrs. Myers. Maybe he's seen him. Hold on. Have you seen Shorty Myers?
Yeah, he's out painting the yacht buoy.
Yacht buoy? Well, Mrs. Myers said that he's an hour late for a dental appointment. She's worried.
I'm sure of it. That's part of Bud's business deal.
Mrs. Myers, Sandy says that he knows where Shorty is. I'll go out and get him and send him right home. All right? Bye. Let's go out and find them. We can talk about that business deal on the way out.
About an hour.
Great. You know, I think you deserve a bonus.
Hey, thanks.
When you're an executive, giving appreciation is as important as giving money.
Where'd you get that baloney?
Hey, that's not baloney. I got it out of this book I'm reading, How to Be Successful in Business.
Listen, Bud Rice, if you're not going to pay me for this...
Oh, I'm going to pay you, Eddie. Some people just don't appreciate anything.
I guess Bud must have picked him up.
Well, I hope so, and I hope he's all right.
What could have happened to him, Dad?
Well, I don't know, but I promised his mother I was going to pick him up, and that's what I'm going to do. What'd you say those other jobs were?
Well, the closest is Murphy's Dock.
All right.
I gotta go now. Shorty chickened out, and I gotta do his job.
What about the money?
Well, I'll give it to you this evening, okay? Flipper? Listen, I'll meet you back at the museum, okay? I'll see you, Eddie.
Thank you.
I'll bet you've never seen anything like it before. It's really great. It's worth a lot more than a quarter.
I'd like to see it, but I don't know if I want him to take it.
What? What's the matter? Flipper? He's my pet dolphin. He's real gentle.
I don't know.
Oh, he's guided lots of tours before.
I better not.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. Would you go if I took you?
Sure, I guess so.
Have you got a quarter?
Yep.
Okay, Dad.
Bud! Bud. Shorty Meyer's mother called. She said she'd been waiting over an hour to take him to the dentist.
That's funny, Dad. I've been looking for him myself. He's supposed to paint a buoy for me.
Yeah, Bud, I heard about that. I want to talk to you about it later. Right now, we got to find Shorty. You got any idea where he is?
No, Dad. He said he was late for the dentist or something. Maybe he got to ride in with another boat. You sound awful mad at me.
Well, look, Bud, if you knew he was late, why didn't you take him in?
Well, it's kind of complicated, Dad. Hey, maybe he swam in himself.
Well, let's hope not. Awful bad riptide in here. Let's hope not.
Can you make it?
I can make it. But I gotta be on time for the dentist.
Okay. about it, Flipper?
Moving up shop, bud?
Guess so, Dad.
Mrs. Myers called.
And?
They're back from the doctor, and Shorty's all right.
Oh, that's great. I'll go over and see him right away, okay, Dad?
No, I don't think so, bud. Mrs. Myers would rather that you didn't see Shorty for a while.
Don't see Shorty? Daddy's my best friend.
She's still pretty upset about the whole thing, bud.
And Mrs. Larkin and Mrs. Cummings called too, bud. They don't want you to see Tom or Eddie for a while either.
Oh, I guess I see now. I guess I messed up pretty bad, huh, Dad?
I'd say that, bud.
Guess I'm not cut out to be an executive.
Well, bud, if being an executive means using people and lying and cheating, no, I'd say you weren't cut out. No good executive would do that.
You make it sound pretty bad, Dad.
It was. But maybe that's how we learn. The answer is not to keep making the same mistakes.
Yes, Dad.
Now, about this museum. You know, this could be a good idea if you had some partners. Some real partners like Sandy and Flipper.
How about it, Sandy? We'll share even Steven, okay?
Sure.
How about it, Flipper? Is it okay with you?
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. See?